This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. There are four amendments on our statewide ballot. Don't forget, Election Day is this Saturday, and we want you to be informed. Amendment number one deals with offshore goods being taxed. Businesses and homeowners currently pay property tax to local governments based on the assessed value of their property on an annual basis, like land, homes, building, machinery, or even business inventory. The state constitution does allow some exceptions, but only property tax exemptions are those that are listed by the state constitution. However, the U.S. Constitution trumps state law, and the nation's constitution prohibits sales from regulating interstate commerce. This commerce clause has been interpreted to mean that Louisiana cannot tax property merely in transit or destined for other states or other countries. Historically, businesses have interpreted the law to exclude taxation from property that's stored in Louisiana but destined for the outer continental shelf, such as offshore drilling equipment in the Gulf of Mexico. The outer continental shelf is the area and the U.S. waters roughly 200 miles beyond state jurisdiction, which for Louisiana is just 3 miles. Recently, though, some tax assessors in Louisiana have started to assess certain equipment and other property headed for the outer continental shelf taxes. This tax assessment is based on their interpretation of the state constitution and rulings related to interstate commerce. No specific rulings been made by the Louisiana Supreme Court or the U.S. Supreme Court to clarify the issue of the property that's destined for the outer continental shelf. A vote for Amendment 1 would create a property tax exemption for certain goods destined for the outer continental shelf. A vote against would continue taxation unless ruled unconstitutional under the U.S. Commerce Clause. Amendment number 2 would add appropriations to one legislatively approved special school, Thrive Academy, and two laboratory schools operated by colleges, the LSU Lab School and the Southern University Lab School. Each would receive $75,000, plus the average per pupil amount the fund pays to other public schools. The Louisiana Educational Television Authority, which is not a school but a state agency providing statewide educational programming through Louisiana Public Broadcasting, would also receive $75,000 annually as part of the proposed changes. The amendment also performs housekeeping by removing an outdated provision of the Constitution that's no longer in force. A vote for would allow the Education Excellence Fund to finance 3 more schools in public TV. A vote against would keep the fund's money limited to the current recipients. The Third Amendment deals with the Tax Board of Appeals. A proposed change of the amendment would enhance the scope and power of the Tax Board of Appeals and allow the body to rule on whether taxation and fee matters are constitutional under Louisiana or U.S. law. The amendment would let taxpayers have their entire dispute heard in one forum and could expedite resolution. The board decisions could be appealed to state courts. A vote for would allow the Board of Tax Appeals to rule on constitutional questions, and a vote against would continue to assign constitutional questions and tax disputes only to the court. And the Fourth Amendment deals only with New Orleans, but we all get to vote on it. The amendment would grant the City of New Orleans the ability to establish property tax exemptions for residential properties that provide affordable housing. Developments over 15 units in short-term rental properties, such as Airbnb lodging, would be ineligible. Properties could be upgraded without being taxed for the added value. A vote for would give New Orleans the ability to create residential property tax exemptions for affordable housing developments. A vote against would keep the current property tax structure in New Orleans. This is 90.3 KEDM. To find out more about these amendments, you can visit our website at kedm.org.